Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome, 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 and one more welcome to you. I'm Bishop Randy Dean. Thank you for being here with me for today's episode of the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. I believe lesser values than love easily become BS. And for the purposes of why I'm here, BS is bait and switch. You can apply it to anything else you'd like to, and I do on occasion, but for here and for the purposes of this radio broadcast, BS is bait and switch. We love to draw people in with our bait of, oh, I just love God, I love Jesus, and you know, I just gonna love you, and then we switch when we start in on hammering them into getting into our churches or sitting in our pews or how did you pray that prayer that you would go to heaven and not to hell? That's what I call bait and switch. Why not just simply, powerfully, profoundly, significantly, authentically, why not just love people right where they are and right there who they are? All right. Well, I better be careful or I'll never finish my generalized introduction here. If you've never been here for the No BS Bishop, welcome. I'm truly grateful that you've tuned in to this project that I'm super proud of. I enjoy it. It keeps me engaged in a project and in a program of thinking through and unpacking, studying and understanding how love can be real, practical, applied, and even a bit of a dream as well. So you're here for that, and I'm here to deliver whatever goods I can. We do a few things here on the No BS Bishop. Get us started, get me started, I suppose, is probably the better way to put it. I like to share with you something I call Love's Creed. I wrote it many years ago as a New Year's resolution, then I edited it over the years and became a bit of a personal creed that I've shared with you here for the better part of 6 years. So I'll give you Love's Creed in a moment, and I'll give it in total. We'll come back and I'll have you repeat it after me, because I'm a big believer in saying out loud what it is you believe so that you're engaged with the words and with the truths that you're repeating. All right? So here's Love's Creed in total. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I am alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. All right? There it is in total. Now, I've done quite a few weddings in my life. I'm 70, about to be 72, and for 50 years of those 72 years, I have done a lot of weddings. I enjoy weddings. Weddings and funerals, to me, are the baseline of life, to be with people in their greatest joys and also to be with them in their deepest sorrows. It draws me in, makes me appreciate this great drama we call life. So at a wedding altar, I'll have a wife and a husband repeat after me a phrase or two along the way. That's what I want you to do with me with Love's Creed, okay? Let me give it to you in short bursts, and you repeat after me. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I am alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. You know, though I've written it and I've repeated it thousands of times, that creed means so much to me in my way of thinking. It holds me centered. It holds me, I've done a little bit of target shooting, holds me steady to get that rifle aimed at the bullseye of a target. It just says to me, take a deep breath. Now exhale and squeeze that trigger very carefully to hit that bullseye. That's what Love's Creed feels like for me on any given day when I repeat it. So if you'd like a copy of Love's Creed, please write me at randydeanministries@gmail.com. Randy Dean Ministries, all one word, all lowercase letters, @gmail. I'll send you a copy, and I won't BS you. I won't bait and switch you. I won't put you on my mailing list to beat you up and pound you for fundraising. I'm simply here to serve. Now, if you'd like to support us, my wife comes in and introduces and also gives us the outro for the broadcast. You can support us that way. But my email list is not for beating people up to send me money. All right? You got enough of that, right? Your email box is full of requests for money. Don't expect me to send you an email every day to find money. I'm here to help you find love, sweet love. Love's Creed, I'll send it to you free of charge, all right? So I have a subject for today. Oh, before I get to that subject, one other thing we do, and that's the Lord's Prayer. Hey, there we go. This ain't live broadcast, but even recorded. You get to see me, wrinkles and all. I want you to join me in the Lord's Prayer as we get started here today. And remember, not everybody, I remember, not everybody knows the Lord's Prayer, but I want you to join me in remembering, looking around a room, if you're ever in a, I don't know, Alcoholics Anonymous group or even in a church group. Don't look around at all for whether people know the prayer or not. Just enjoy the moment. And if somebody near you isn't saying it, don't be caught in a trap of judgment or I don't know, just the trap of looking at somebody and recognizing, hey, they don't know the Lord's Prayer. Because we're in a day and time, in a generation where, oh boy, I tell you, a whole lot of people don't know the Lord's Prayer, and it's no fault of their own. Churches have just, the butter has slipped off the toast in church in America in the 21st century. We are not paying attention to our dwindling numbers. I like to tell people we've been blindsided by a snail as our numbers just keep on shrinking. I know there are some churches out there that are growing, but most of the collective church in America is shrinking. To that end, valuable tools like the Lord's Prayer are just being lost in the mix. So I lead the Lord's Prayer just as a reminder and also to offer it to you as something to hang on tight. If you don't know it, listen. Agree with me as I go along. But then also, if you do know it, go ahead and join me in saying the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. That's a contemplative meditation, a means by which you and I can filter our thinking and our lives, our priorities, our to-do list for any given day. I'm recording this during Lenten season, and it's important during Lent for those of us who follow Christ to really deeply consider some of the foundations of who we are and to embrace it all over again. I can't think of anything more valuable to those foundations than the simplicity and the power of the Lord's Prayer. All right, now to the subject for today. I jumped ahead of myself a few moments ago. Now let me jump back into our subject for today. My subject is this: love is no insulation against being hurt. Love is no insulation against being hurt. I want to unpack that. This is what I do in this broadcast. If you're new, I unpack the truths. I mountain climb this stuff. I marathon run. I pace myself through an exercise of making sure this all-important subject of love is given the kind of respect it so richly deserves. One of the things I run into and have run into in my personal life and in others who come to me for counsel is the question or the proposition about hurt in the midst of love. If I love so much, why am I hurt so bad? If I'm truly loving somebody, why does it hurt? Well, my answer to that is fairly complex, and yet it's pretty straightforward. That is, as I said for the title today, is love is no guarantee. It's not an insulation against being hurt. I just simply believe that the reality of love requires of us a vulnerability which makes the possibility of pain genuinely a guarantee. I hate to say it quite so stark, but if you're going to love, and I mean really love, not just bumper sticker or meme love. You know what a meme is, right? Something on Facebook or Twitter or something else out there where social media says, well, love is, and it's rainbows and unicorns. And no, I mean, the love is tough. They don't have to say tough love because love is tough. Love all by itself is strong. It's capable of rebounding and coming back alive. But that requires something deeper in our understanding of love than simplicity or even a kind of a childish view of it. Now, don't get me wrong, I love to see a child finding and discovering love. But when I'm as an adult and I've been in relationships of friends, maybe many of you out there in marriages that have failed and love just crashed and burned and it hurt. It hurt. There's no denying the pain that comes from the real exercise of love. Now, my wife Ginger and I are amongst the dinosaurs of our day. We've been married 50 plus years. We are so grateful for that. But we're also readily accessible to tell people, listen, these 50 years have not been some kind of a journey to the matinee movie house and just sit and watch cartoons and funnies on the movie screen. We've had a tough run, but it's been worth every bit of the struggle and the renewal and the healing that we've both been through. I think part of our journey in love and our marriage is we just determined to be as real and strong and honest with each other as we can on any given day. And we've learned to embrace the truth of what I'm talking about today, that love is not an insulation against being hurt. I can be honest, I can be truthful, but I have to know that maybe as I'm being honest and truthful with Ginger, my wife, and her back to me, we have to recognize maybe the other person, my partner, doesn't see it that way. And therein lies the rub. That rub is not critical. It's not critical mass. It's not fatal. In fact, it can deepen your love. So if I'm exercising genuine, authentic, profound love, whether it again be in marriage, a significant other, for a child, even your pet, if I'm going to exercise real love, it's important to hold in your thinking as just a reality check day by day that love is subject to disappointments. Love is subject to stumbling and falling. Love is subject to miscommunication. Love is subject to being misunderstood. I am a believer in that kind of strength that you can find in love. Some people call that tough love. You do what you want with it. I don't like the phrase tough love. If you've been here before, you know it. I don't like that phrase because I believe that love that is love, that is genuinely love, that's braving this world, that kind of love, it's tough all by itself. I don't have to say it's tough love. I just say love. Love is strong. Love has a strength of character and a capacity to endure disappointment, to endure pain, to endure the long, ordinary days that come and go. So to that end, I just invite you to join me in the idea that the reality of love requires vulnerability of us. And I mean, not just in marriage or family, but with friends and neighbors and community. It requires a vulnerability which makes the possibility of pain genuinely a guarantee. But I want you to hear me say, and yet for Randy Dean, love. Always and ever, ladies and gentlemen, love. Bring me love. Let me always be known for love. And the truth of that is, I believe the reason why it's important to cling to the concept and the truth of love is that our society, our world, all humanity is in a cry for love with a capital L, a real, genuine reach, a cry. I want to say it strongly, but I just don't know how to emphasize it more. Every person you meet is in a desperate reach and hunger for love. Somebody love me. Now, most people, I would say, don't know that that's what their ache is. But I promise you, every human being is reaching for love. And let me say it. Maybe it goes without saying as I'm talking here. This is a kind of love that's beyond cliches. All right, I'm not talking about bumper sticker love. I'm not talking about, as I said earlier, rainbows and unicorns love. Not a kind of a cheeky soundbite kind of love. The notion that we love because, I told you 10 years ago I love you. No, that's an easy way out. I think that's just lazy. That's a lazy way to treat love. Love needs to be visited on a daily basis. Just a check in with your mind, check up from your neck up about how love is functioning in your life. I just believe this. I truly, honestly believe. And again, our world is screaming for this kind of love. Those of us who call ourselves Christ followers, Christians, church people, we know we've been taught this. We know that love is the supreme law that Jesus left us. He said, there's just one law that upon this law, all the prophets and all the lawgivers, all of Moses, all the commandments hang on this one commandment, and that is that you love one another. I laugh at that because it seems so obvious that, as Jesus said it so starkly and so richly and beautifully that way, that we are on a journey and a reach to discover what this kind of love is about. And we've got to recognize that if along the way we've been disappointed or hurt or trampled on because of our love, there's no reason to start redefining our purpose. In fact, if anything, it's a reason to redefine that what our search and our journey and our program of love is all about. So, always and ever, from this boy right here, I'm reaching for a love that is so real, it's so vulnerable, it's so alive, it's so passionate, that our selfishness disappears day by day. And that a genuine empathy and kindness appears because I'm reaching for love. I've told you earlier, I'm recording this during Lent. And in Lent, we surrender things, not just for the sake of self-punishment, but for the sake of dropping off unnecessary emotional, intellectual weights to give ourselves more entirely to something more profoundly beautiful and to let go of things that are profoundly unnecessary. That's what fasting is. I don't fast a lot, but I'm in the middle of a tiny bit of a fast during Lent to let go of some things just to make more room for something as profound as, love. So may love become this genuine, vulnerable, alive, passionate pursuit so that selfishness is disappearing and a genuine kindness and empathy starts appearing. The only cause worthy of our energy is love. Always and ever is what I'm telling you. Always and ever, the only cause worthy of our energy is love. Always and ever. I'm hearing a lot and have heard a lot from quite a few Christian groups who feel like we're in a culture war and we've got to win this culture war and we've got to prove how wrong people are about their ideas and their morals and their values, and we've got to prove how right we are and show them we've got Bible verses to prove everything we got. And it is so tiring to me, because there's one thing that answers all of those questions. There's one thing: love. Jesus said something about this generation to that end. He was speaking to a generation of religious folks. This generation seeks a sign. He said, but here's your problem. The sign that you really seek is standing here in front of you, talking to you. No sign going to be given to you but the sign of Jonah. Well, what was that sign? Well, that Jonah was dead in the belly of the fish and was resurrected. But he said, and Jesus said, but here stands something greater than Jonah, and you don't get it. I think this could be easily applied to my subject for today. Here stands a truth. Here stands a powerful, world-changing vision for love. And by this shall all people know that you're my disciples indeed, if you have love. If you dwell in love, you dwell in God. If you dwell in God, you dwell in love. Here it is. This is the sign. This is the truth. This is our vision statement. I worked on a few of those for churches. Vision statement, something you put on your website. We believe these things. Usually when you read church vision statements or mission statements or their belief statements, it centers around pleasing people who have a certain set of doctrinal thoughts. You know, like we believe the Bible is to be taken literally, or we believe in the Trinity, and we believe in the Holy Spirit. We believe in Father, Son, and Spirit. And I'm about all of those. But I wonder, I'm a dreamer. I wonder what a church vision, mission, and belief, theological doctrinal statement on a website would look like if they said, we believe in one law, love. And if what we practice and what we do doesn't fit into love, we're going to jettison it. We're going to get rid of it as fast as a spraying skunk running after us. We're going to run away from that stinky thing and make our passion, our purpose, our practice about love. We're not inviting you to come to our church so that we can train you to believe in the 10 most important things that we believe about the Bible. We're not asking you to hold to 16 fundamental truths. We're asking you to join us in a pursuit, ragged though it may be, uphill climb though it might be, join us in the pursuit of love. I wonder if a church could just be that. I wonder if the church, not just an individual church with a website, I wonder if the church could survive if we just said, hold it, time out. We're done trying to convince the world that this, that, or the other political stance is not our pursuit. Hold it, time out. We're done trying to fight everybody into our church buildings. We have one pursuit: love. So if that intrigues you at all, why don't you keep joining me here as I continue to unpack this idea that love is the thing that always and ever we run toward. And remembering the statement of purpose for today is that love is no insulation against being hurt. In fact, love will lead you to some disappointments. It'll lead you right into being rejected. It'll lead you right into somebody taking advantage of your love. But that is never a reason to drop my love. In fact, I will reach for a deeper, wider, stronger, more passionate love with every one of my disappointments. Okay, well, I've got to conclude today's broadcast, and in order to do so adequately and completely, I lead you in a couple of practices, and one is breathing well, knowing how to still yourself, to be quiet. Turn off the noise. Turn off the racket in your head and around your head. And just breathe. Be aware of your breathing. So on the count of three, I want you to take the deepest breath you can. If it isn't possible to breathe as hard as I'm urging you to, take the breath that you can take and hold it there for just a few seconds. On the count of three, here we go. One, two, three. Inhale. And hold it against your belly. And exhale. I want you to know that I believe that essence of human existence, really all of life, all living things breathe on some basis. That breathing is so important to just embrace. I saw someone a few days ago who was fighting for their breath physically. It was a health issue, and it was so hard to see. My own mother died of tuberculosis. I watched her die. Her breathing was a labor, every inhale, every exhale. So listen to me, folks. As you have physical capacity for it, breathe and be grateful for every breath. It'll help calm you. It'll help settle your rattled nerves. Second exercise I'm going to ask you to join me in is learning how to say these three words. I love you. I just heard myself. Learn how to say these three words. It's saying it with eye contact, with real intentionality. According to the theme for today, well, what if it's misunderstood? What if people don't just slow down, breathe a bit, and say it anyway? These are the most holy words in the human language. These are magical words. When we learn to say them, when we learn to give it to a newborn child, when we're the adult, a significant adult, mom or dad or grandpa, grandma, aunt or uncle, whatever you are in a newborn's life, wouldn't you love to know that this little baby who doesn't know anything about English or any other language is looking in your eyes and that little baby recognizes Those are magical words that you're saying. I love you. It's startling. It's awkward. People get kind of fidgety when you slow it down and say it right. You know, just clipping out, love ya, if that's what you can do, okay, I get it. But if that's what you do, challenge yourself. Grab yourself by the emotional bootstraps and say, hang on a second. Can I do that better? Can I offer that more deeply, more significantly, more helpful? Try it. It really is. It's rattling, and it is so beautiful when it happens. I have people all around me now because they've learned this from me who on occasion will just grab me and say, hey, Randy, I love you. I grin, I giggle every time because I know they've been paying attention to the No BS Bishop. Stop shortchanging yourself with these beautiful, magnificent words. All right? Tell a stranger, tell somebody close to you, but make it a daily practice of some sort or another. All right. Biggest mistake we make is thinking we still have time. Be present. Be kind. Love more. Love now. I don't know who wrote that sweet little refrain, but it's beautiful. The biggest mistake we make is thinking we still have time. But be present. Be kind. Love more. Love now. Mother Teresa said it this way, go into the world today and love the people you meet. Let your presence light new light in the hearts of others. And I'm not Mother Teresa, but I'm Daddy Randy. And Daddy Randy says, let's go out there and do something beautiful. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, baby. Ugly's getting done to death. How about we be people of beauty, people of appreciation, kindness, gratitude, empathy? How about us be people of the practice of love? Let's do it. May your paths be shiny with the glory and the goodness of the power of love. God bless you, and happy trails, y'all.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.